Amen. 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 Yes, indeed, our God is wonderful. How many of you believe you are a millionaire? I don't have the riches of this world, but I know my father owns a cattle on a thousand hills, and I believe I own at least one of them. He's building me a mansion beyond compare, and I know I'm a millionaire. Amen. Father owns a cattle on a thousand hills, and I believe I own at least one. I stand amazed when I see his face, knowing that I'm his son. 'Cause I'm rich, come on. Well, I'll be moving. Well, I'll be moving. Hey. I have a guardian angel watching me, he's with me everywhere. When I need my father, he loving up above. I say just a simple prayer, 'cause I'm rich. I come more. Well, I'll be moving. Well, I'll be moving. 'Cause I'm rich. I'm rich. All of my things, he took me in. He's building me a mansion beyond compare. Hallelujah, I'm a millionaire. I'm rich. How come on? We'll be moving. We'll be moving. And hallelujah. Oh, 'cause I'm rich. I'm rich in faith and hope.
God richly bless you. Amen. So I thank God for this church. If I was not in Pam Pam Church, I don't know where else I would be. Amen. And I know you feel the same. Amen. So we thank God for His promises. Shall we please be on our feet? My title is Have Faith in God. Have faith in God. I read from Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. I read that without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. May you please be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this short service we have. The songs have already gone forth. Lord, we had a good, wonderful time. Your Spirit is here. We are so grateful you are here. Lord, anoint the lips that speak, the ears that hear, and the heart that receives. Bless us all together. Above all, may the name of the Lord Jesus Christ be lifted above everything else. At the end of the service, we'll be grateful to glorify your holy name again. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Have faith in God. And this is a little exhortation for the entire church. Have faith in God. Amen. So Hebrews 11 says, as I read to you, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Amen. For he that cometh to God must believe. Without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. And I love this scripture so much because we do a lot of things thinking we are pleasing the Lord. Yes. Amen. Many a time, as believers, as Christians, we do many, many things that we think that by doing that, we please the Lord. But the Bible has been very emphatic and clear that without faith, you cannot please him. So whatever you do must be with faith. Whatever you say must be with faith. Whatever song you sing must be with faith. Your actions must be by faith. Without faith, no man can please the Lord. No man. I don't care what you do. Give your body to be burned. Give all your goods to feed the poor. Do whatever you want to do without faith in what God has said. You can't even praise him. In other words, you haven't even begun the journey. Because you must, when you come to God, you must believe. You must have no doubt. When you doubt, we must be forgiven for doubting him, for questioning him, for having unbelief. We must be forgiven. So we might do all kinds of things and show forth all kinds of gifts that we have. And prophesy and speak in tongues and do all kinds of things and heal the sick. Without faith in what God has said, you are wasting your time. You cannot please him. But we must please our Lord. Don't you love to please him? You want to please the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. And so he said that if you want to please him, then have faith. It is impossible to please him without faith. For he that cometh to God, not he that comes to the church, not he that joins the choir, not he that preaches the gospel, but he that cometh to God. How do we come to God? By coming to his word. Amen. He that cometh to God, amen. He that cometh to God must believe. The word is must. You must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you diligently, not haphazardly, if you diligently seek the Lord, he will reward you. There is a reward for diligently seeking him. When he is sought after, when you thirst after the word, when you long for him, when you seek him diligently, you cannot go unrewarded. You cannot. He will reward you by all. Praise God. At all costs, he will reward you. There is a reward for the believer who diligently seek the Lord. Troubles may come. Troubles may go. But don't you lose faith.
not to lose faith.
It's a sin to lose faith in the Lord. It's a sin to question Him. When your faith is waning, go before Him. The Lord strengthened me. I am weak, but thou art strong.
When things don't seem well, trust Him. Praise God. When things don't come your way, trust Him. Have faith. Have faith. And wait. Wait, I say, wait on the Lord. Don't be worried. Don't be perturbed. Don't be aggressive. Just relax on His promises. Do you know why? He won't fail you. One thing our God cannot do is to fail. He cannot fail. Praise God. So he that cometh to God must believe that He is. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. If you seek Him, you will find Him. If you knock, the door shall be opened. Praise God. If you ask, you shall be answered. So wait, I say wait. Have no fear. God will allow things to come your way. The journey will not be smooth. God didn't promise you smooth journey. He didn't promise you a bed full of roses. He didn't promise you a life without challenges. He didn't promise you that. What He promised you is His presence. He said, I will be with you. Even in you. Till the end of all time, I shall be there. I'll be your comfort. I'll be your healer. I'll be your strength. I'll be your deliverer. I'll be your provider. Stay in His promise. Have faith in God. Have faith in what He has said. Don't you ever doubt Him. When the sun refuses to shine, trust God. When the rain doesn't come down, have faith in God. When you are down on your back, have faith in Him. In the midst of the fire, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego have faith in Him. In the middle of the fire, praise God. Have faith in God. No wonder why the prophet called faith the sixth sense. We have only five senses: seeing, hearing, taste, feeling, all that, smell. But it says faith is the sixth sense. And that sixth sense is sharper than all our five senses. Praise God! Faith is unmovable. Faith does not look at the natural. When people look at the natural things and they are discouraged and they are watered down, faith stands there and says, praise the Lord! Faith is unshakable. Faith is a strong man with muscles. Abraham said, faith is a strong man with muscles with hair on the chest. Oh, praise God. I love faith. Without faith, you can't even please the Lord. So he that comes to God must first believe, believe, believe. Oh, no wonder why the angel's favorite song is only believe. Look at all the nice songs in the world and all the heavenly, melodious songs and songs that are sung as anthems and all the powerful, mighty songs. The angel goes for only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Because when you believe, all things fall in their places. When you believe God, when you believe God, everything falls in its place. So don't look at circumstances. Don't look at situations. Don't look at the challenges. Look at the promise. Look at the promise. Look at what God said it will be. And stay there. And it shall come to pass. It's not my promise. It's the promise of the King. It's the promise of your Lord. He will not disappoint you. It shall come to pass. Can you believe the Lord telling that woman that your faith has made you well? Oh, but Lord, you are all powerful. Lord, but you are all powerful. You are all known. You are all. Why do you say her faith has? Just say, be healed and she's healed. That's it. Your faith made you well. Your faith has made you whole. But God wants us to have faith in Him. If you don't have faith in Him, it's actually insulting. It is. Can you imagine a father with a son? If the son doesn't have faith in the father, how the father will feel? The father says anything that the son doesn't believe. The son believes friends. The son believes other fathers. But they don't believe his father. How does he feel? How will God feel when his children are afraid of the devil and are afraid of little demons and are full of complaints and murmuring and this and excuses, and every time they can't trust him? How do you think he will feel? He wants us to trust him and have absolute faith. No matter what happens, the word that created this world, we walk on solid ground, mountains, valleys, rocks, things we can touch, heavy metals, came from the spoken word. Let there be! And you think that when God speaks, he jokes? You think he plays with words? But I said, God doesn't play with words. When he speaks, he means what he has spoken. And it shall be. It shall be. Because he is God. You must have faith. You must have faith. Oh, hallelujah. I can't go through the book of Hebrews 11. I can't go through it for lack of time. All the wonderful things that took place there. Gideon by faith. Joel by faith. Abraham by faith. Moses by faith. Abel by faith. Oh, name them. Noah by faith. Can you imagine? Even Sarah who doubted. The Bible said, Sarah by faith. You know Sarah doubted? When the angel said, I shall visit you again. Next year by this time, I shall visit you. They waited. The Lord didn't come. But he had come. Oh, praise God. When he left the tents, this year by this time, I shall visit you. And the modern Bible believer will say, oh, visit him then. He's not coming. But he was going to come in the form of the dynamics. Praise God! He came in the form of dynamics to water the promise to bring to pass. And once he conceived, that was the coming of the Lord. He came to fulfill his promises. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, let me read you a quote. I just two quotes for you. Let me read the first one. The Rapture, 1965. The Rapture, 1965. This sermon was preached in 1965. And I read from paragraph 66. Now, it's a revelation. For the revelation of his faith. You cannot have a revelation without it being faith. Faith is a revelation because it is something that is revealed to you. Faith is a revelation. Faith is something that has been revealed to you, like it was to Abraham, who would call anything contrary to what had been revealed to him as though it wasn't so. Praise God. Now, faith, that's what faith is. It's the revelation of God. The church is built upon a revelation, the whole entire body. Amen. So we are here by faith. The just shall live by faith. Our gathering is of faith. Praise God. Faith called me out. God put me out. I didn't follow the crowd. Paul didn't follow the crowd. Paul said, no man taught me. Paul said, I'm an apostle of God. I'm a prisoner of the Lord. Paul spoke many times about revelation coming to him, not by the hand of man. Praise God. Upon this revelation, I'll build my church, and the gate of hell will not prevail against her. Amen. It's by faith. We are called by faith. You can't doubt the word of the Lord. It is a sin to do that. Faith in God was counted as righteousness for Abraham. So if his faith was considered as righteousness, what do you think unbelief would be considered to be? Sin. Abraham said unbelief is sin. They didn't understand that. It's by faith. We're called by faith. Absolute faith in the revealed word. It's your righteousness. Hallelujah. Oh, it's by faith. Praise God. Second quote, I'll be closing. Hallelujah. Perfect faith. Preached in 1963. Perfect faith. Notice now another. Perfect faith is a master of all circumstances. Perfect faith masters all circumstances. No matter what it is, it masters it. Now, just watch. When you believe anything, do anything, and you got faith in what you are doing, no matter what the circumstance is, that don't have one thing to do with it. See, it masters that circumstance. If it is a room of sickness, and the Lord reveal that this certain thing is going to happen, you just speak it and go. Just speak it and go. Just speak the word. Just speak the word and move on. God shall perform. God shall accomplish. Everywhere he speaks, it shall happen. It shall happen. Every nail that went through the ark, every nail Noah hammered into the wood of the ark was an act of faith. Because he believed that it shall rain. And it rained. And people don't know that was the first time it rained since creation. Bible scholars don't even know that. It had never rained. The Bible said the land was always watered by the fountain. By the fountain. It never rained. The first time it was rain, they said, what nonsense is that? We can't take this for a gospel. I don't want God has sent. I don't need prophet. It is the only message. I can go into my ark. But don't forget last week, God has to provide a way. God always has to provide a way. Praise God. And Noah was God's provider way for that hour. And you've got to be in that hour, else you perish. You must be in that God's provided ark for that age. It must be so. Oh, praise God. Just have faith and move on. Oh, that day. Just don't ask any questions. It's already over. Just keep going. Abraham is the reason why God said, Abraham, move. Sometimes they say, oh, God, wait, I'll move. But what's the name of the city? But how do I go? But I haven't seen, I just last week, I was supposed to collect some money. But no part and ifs and questions and why I can't be and I can't do this. And Lord, you know I can. They just move. Oh, praise God. See, it masters all circumstances. Well, if you do this, so and so going to do that. You see, it's already got it mastered. See, faith believes that God will work it out. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he will do it anyhow. See? Praise God! It matters all circumstances. And faith and love is relation. Because you can't have faith unless you've got love. Because your faith is in a God who is the very essence of love. Faith and love works together. Praise God! Hallelujah! Faith that works by love. Virtue that works by love. Patience that works by love. Temperance that works by love. Your seven virtues. Brotherly kindness. Godliness that works by love. It must be by love. Because God Himself is love. So you can't have faith in a God without love. Their relation. Why do you have faith in God? Because you love Him. If you don't love Him, you can't have faith in Him. Can you have faith in someone that you don't love? You cannot. You have faith in Him because you love Him. Their relation. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. My son said, have faith in God. He will never fail you. You may climb the mountain. You may descend the valley. You may go through thin and thick. Have faith in God. He does not fail. His promise will stand true. Because He's a just God. Have faith in God. Don't waver. Don't shift. Don't stay on a shifting sand. Don't look at circumstances. Don't look at your wrinkled body. Don't look at the dark and the east and the bad and conditions. And he couldn't make it and I can't make it and this and that. And only last week, yes, was that. Shut up, unbelief. Have faith. Praise God. Have faith in what God has said. When you have faith in what God has said, it's all done. It's all done. The devil is locked up. In fact, when you have faith in God, the devil cannot operate. You didn't hear what I said. The devil comes with unbelief. You know that. He comes so that you question God. Do you know that? Every time he comes to you, his main aim is for you to question God. Do you know that? And to have unbelief in his word. And to say, oh, it's the promise. But this thing, the preachers have been preaching it. But oh, you know that it's not coming. Just to mistrust God. That's what he does. But when you stand there, I said, no, I know what God said. I know what God said. Devil, you can show me this, you can show me this, but I know what God said. She's the devil. And it takes you off your track. Because faith is a master of every circumstance. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Before we get into the communion table,